Dr. Margaret Ann Story is a professor of computer science at the University of Victoria. You prefer to be called Peggy, right?
Yeah, that's right. Please call me Peggy.
Now, Peggy, you've done a lot of work to adapt Eclipse for educational purposes. As I understand it, the Guild project modifies Eclipse for use by your undergraduate students. Can you tell us a little bit about Guild?
Sure. So Guild actually stands for Groupware-Enabled Integrated Learning and Development Environment. The reason we developed Guild is that I was doing research with Eclipse a number of years ago, developing some plugins to help expert programmers understand their code more effectively. So we were developing a visualization plugin and looking at developing static analysis plugins for Eclipse. So I started teaching first-year students for the first time in that period in about 2003. And what I observed was that my students, my first-year students, were using TextPad. And this just floored me, the fact that they would be using such a poor tool for programming when there was such a rich environment like Eclipse available. And so I thought, gee, you know, Eclipse has got all this great stuff, it's got all this great analysis, a great compiler, all these plugins that can do code quality checking and some visualization stuff, UML diagramming and so on. What about taking Eclipse and using it in first year? But I got a lot of backlash to that because a lot of the students, and to be honest with you, a lot of the instructors at my university said, Eclipse is way too hard to use. TextPad is easy, you're going to frighten the students. Not only do they have to learn the language, now you're making them learn this very complicated environment. So that's where Guild came from, was sort of, what can we do about that? Now, the big thing about Guild, so everybody calls it, oh, Guild is that project for dummies. And they say, you know, oh yeah, you took Guild and you just, or you took Eclipse and you just made it simpler and you stripped out some of the features. Well, actually, that's not what Guild is about. That's one small part. We tried to make it easier for students to transition into a complex environment by creating a simpler or just a cleaner user interface for them. So we tried to remove some of the friction points, and we tried to remove some items from menus and context menus so that it would just give them fewer choices and ease their transition to learning how to program. In addition to simplifying the environment, the big thing that we did was we looked at what kind of features could we give to students and what kind of features could we give to instructors to help both of them learn and teach more effectively. So it's all about cognitive support. So if I'm a student and I'm programming and I get a compiler error and I don't understand what it means, what can we do? What can we insert into the environment to help the student around that problem? So we looked at the different things. We held focus groups with instructors and students, and we tried to find out what would this great environment that was going to help you as an instructor and help the student learn more effectively look like? What kinds of features would it have? And from that, we came up with a set of requirements and built the Guild tool.
I remember hearing that one of the focuses of Guild was to expose students to more of the challenges facing software development, because Eclipse tends to make too many things, or some things, very easy, like refactoring.
What we ended up doing, it's very easy to add things to Eclipse, and it's very difficult to remove things. So we had a bit of a challenge there. We had to remove certain features, such as refactoring support, and some instructors believe that students should compile their code separately and then run it, right? So there's actually some sort of philosophies out there. Different instructors have different views on that. So we removed some of those features. We didn't want students to be using content assist or quick fixes when they're writing their code, because believe me, you want to look at what these students do when they're learning. They hack until it runs, and sometimes they've no idea even why it runs. So we had to sort of strip away all of that stuff, which, you know, maybe later on we'll talk about some of the challenges and drawbacks we faced. But that was sort of an issue, because as students become more proficient at programming, they want those features. And you know what? They're ready for them. And some students are ready within 2 months.
So with Guild, then, the students would start with the environment with the rounder corners.
Right.
And would then progress to use more of the full environment.
That was our goal. So Guild was to be this sort of temporary step that they would use. They would use this sort of simpler environment with some features that we added. And let me give you some examples of the features that we added. So we found through some of the user studies that we did that the debug perspective really confused a lot of students. They would go in, they'd be completely lost. They'd, you know, keep hitting the debug button. They wouldn't realize that they were already debugging. And they would just get themselves down a path that they just could not get back out of. So one of the things that we did was we made debug be a view. And we simplified it. We added some cues in the environment for the student. We changed the color so that they would see that they're actually debugging. We put a big stop button in so that they could stop it. We put in different icons for build and run your program so that they would learn those steps. And so we added all of that. And then the idea was that once they became used to all the sort of the basics, then they would just switch to the Eclipse environment. And then they could use our other plugins. So we added some other plugins like an integrated web browser, and the integrated web browser just allowed you to hyperlink from some description of an abstract concept that I was teaching the students, say about, you know, arrays. Okay, so I would have something in my web browser that would talk about arrays, and then I would have a hyperlink in my web browser that would jump them immediately to that source code example. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's an example of one of the plugins that we developed. Another plugin that we developed was we took the problem view and we hijacked some of the common errors, 52 common errors that students have, and we added additional explanations about, you know, why you got that problem error, as well as a hyperlink to a web page that gave even more examples and more information. We thought that the students would use Guild for a while, and then they would switch to Eclipse. And it turned out they didn't want to do that because they got used to some of the rounder corners. Remember, we didn't just simplify it, we removed some friction points as well. And they liked that. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, I like Guild. And they said, but I want all that fun, you know, content assist refactoring stuff. And I said, well, you can't have it both. You know, you got to make a choice here. And that was sort of, to me, that was sort of disappointing because really Guild shouldn't have been a plug-in, or the simplified editor shouldn't have been a plug-in. To me, it should have been just a set of preferences, right, okay, that you could customize. And so that's sort of one of our challenges, I guess.
So this may be some of the requirements that went into Guild may make sense for the platform and for the JDT. Have you been pushing bug reports their way?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of guilty, aren't I? No, I didn't. I've talked to people about it, and I've said, you know, some of what we're doing in Guild, like sometimes when you improve the accessibility of a product, mm-hmm. you're also improving it for everybody, right? You're removing some of those issues that don't really need to be there. And so there was a lot of stuff that we discovered through using Guild, or through developing Guild, that, you know, you sort of ask, well, why does Eclipse work that way? You know, why can't we just, you know, change that, you know, or just simplify that a little bit? And so I think that there are some things that came out of that. And I did pass it on to IBM Ottawa, a group at IBM Ottawa, the suggestions that we had.
Okay. So how big a team was involved in the construction of Guild?
So that's a really good question. So Guild was supported through two IBM Eclipse Innovation Grants. It was kind of this, you know, wacky idea that we had, you know, let's turn Eclipse into this integrated learning and development environment. I've talked a lot about the student side, not about the instructor side. Mm-hmm. If you like, I'll get to
Absolutely.
The instructor side in a minute. But when I put this out, you know, I announced it in a couple of meetings at UVic, and students, undergrads, graduate students, and other faculty members thought, wow, this is great, this is so cool, and they just joined our group. So we had a group of about 15 people. And we just did design, we did lots of requirements gathering, so focus groups, interviews, we looked at people, we did an ethnography with beginning students, you know, what the pain that they went through, trying to understand what is it we need to put into such an environment, and not just looking at students, but also looking at instructors. So it was really fun. It was a fun experience.
Now, Eclipse is used quite a lot at the University of Victoria now,
mm-hmm.
And I guess you were the start of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk a little bit about how you got involved with Eclipse and how you introduced it to the university?
Right, so I don't know which year, but I remember when Eclipse first came out and was released. We started working with it pretty soon after that, and I had a visualization tool for visualizing software, and I was trying to do some evaluation of it with real developers, and I was spending all this time basically building an IDE around my visualization tool, and a collaborator that I had at IBM Toronto said, let's integrate it with Eclipse. So we hired an intern during the summer at IBM Toronto, and he basically took our visualization framework and created it as a view in Eclipse, and that view is called Creo. And that was pretty fun because we built the first AWT bridge, actually, because my tool was in Swing. And then from that, we got to see that, wow, if you have this research idea, you're really, as a researcher, you're not interested in building a whole tool. You're interested in your research question, and your tool just lets you get at that question. And so if you can use an environment such as Eclipse, where you can plug and play different components and just focus on the little piece that you want to do research on, then you can do that. And furthermore, you can have fun because you're working with other people. You look at how can my plugin play with your plugin from a research perspective, not just from a tool development perspective. So that's led to a number of projects.
So would you say then that Eclipse is a bit of a competitive advantage for the university?
Yeah, I guess you don't usually say competitive advantage when we talk about research, but it's definitely been a big win for us. It's made research more fun. It's you know, increased the speed at which we can do our research.
does that, when I think of competitive in a university context, mm-hmm. I think more of competing for students. Do you think that maybe the use of Eclipse and the advantages that it gives may encourage students to come to the University of Victoria rather than another institution?
I can't really speak for the undergraduates because I haven't asked that question of undergraduates, but certainly at graduate students, I get an awful lot of applications for graduate students, and many of them mention the Eclipse work that we're doing in their emails. They're excited by it. They're excited by the experience they get with it, and they're excited by the opportunities they see with it.
Now, at EclipseCon this year, you presented about a project named Zest.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk just a couple of minutes about Zest?
Actually, I didn't present Zest. My PhD student, Ian, both presented Zest. And Zest is basically a visualization toolkit for Eclipse that we're developing. And he presented it, and it's kind of a follow-on from the Shrimp work, or the Creo work that we did earlier, with integrating visualization, whereas Zest done in SWT. And the views in Zest are JFase compliant. So the goal is that if you need a simple graph view for whatever tool you're building, you can just, with a few lines of code, you can generate a graph widget. And
So Zest is actually more infrastructure that's used by the research project.
Right. And actually, Ian's project is model-driven visualization. So Zest is something that he and a number of other programmers in my group have created to enable us to do research. It was just one of those pieces that wasn't there for us,
mm-hmm.
but we needed. And if you look at a lot of the research that's going on in software engineering and software maintenance, you'll see a lot of different research groups are building these graph visualization tools over and over and over again. You know, they keep reinventing the wheel, and we just wanted to create something that different research groups could use and that we could use in our research.
And Zest has been contributed to Eclipse as well.
Yes, it's currently under the Mylar project, but it's going to move over to the Nebula project.
Mm-hmm. Now, you presented on waypoints and social navigation. There's certainly been a lot of excitement and discussion at the conference about your talk.
Mm-hmm.
That must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. The tool that we developed is called TAGSI, and TAGSI stands for Tags for Software Engineering Activities. And the idea behind TAGSI actually came from the Guild project. So that's one of the examples that I said, that when you design technology for novices, it also opens doors for other ideas for expert programmers as well. And within Guild, we needed a way to create routes through the course material and also through the source code, so that when I'm teaching students, I could say, here's a route that's going to teach you all about developing, I don't know, inheritance, polymorphism, or whatever concept I'm trying to teach them. And we tried doing that in different ways, using Eclipse, using markers, we hijacked bookmarks, and the infrastructure just didn't support us doing this kind of linking between different kinds of documents and the source code. So that led to the TAGSI project. And, talking about TAGSI would take a whole other podcast, I'm sure, but the basic idea is to create better infrastructure to allow programmers to create user-defined navigational structures over their source code and over other documents relating to their software. And it's a pretty neat tool.
How are you enjoying EclipseCon?
EclipseCon has been really good. So I'm a researcher, I'm not a developer, but it's great for me to come and see what kinds of things people care about. And I got pretty excited about the jazz stuff, actually. I've seen it before, but somehow it just kind of hit home.
Mm-hmm.
Last night when I saw the session, I have a co-supervising student working on a jazz-related project. And what else did I get? I think the favorite thing with EclipseCon was the social engineering that I know Bjorn did. Just the fact that I was able to talk to people between sessions and during lunch and in the evenings, that was really good. Some of the best ideas that I got was from those sessions. The birds of a feather were also really good. So I came here looking for two things. I came here looking for users to test drive our TAGSI tool, and I came here looking for research ideas, and I got both. So I'm pretty happy.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me today, and enjoy the rest of the conference, what little of it is left, and look forward to meeting with you and your students in Victoria.
Thank you.
Thank you.